Here we are, Sci-Fi. Zaslow's research lab.
Literally geeking out right now.
Literally can't tell. Now open that eyeball and show Ivan that beautiful retina of yours.
Have at it, Ivan.
Commencing retina scan. Welcome to the lab, Sire Sanders.
Thanks, Ivan.
Entrez-vous.
Whoa, Casey. This lab is sick. Is that a biosafety cabinet?
Sad that you know that, but yes.
And is that like a giant autoclave?
It's actually a modular lab.
A lab within a lab?
For the more dangerous experiments. The glass alone on that sucker is 12 inches thick.
Can I look inside?
Knock yourself out. Just don't...
touch anything. Duh.
I was gonna say, don't get locked in, but yeah, that too.
Whoa, a cryogenics chamber. Look at all these vials. What's with that special storage unit in the corner?
That's the Gen A serum. Or what's left of it.
Ah!
Your hazmat suit, Sire Sanders.
I'm still not used to all of Ivan's arms.
Please.
No offense, Ivan.
Looks like hazmat suits are required today. Hey, Dr. Zaslow's giving instructions for the experiment. Wanna crash the party?
Yes, I do.
To be certain your research is... Oh, hello, Casey. Come in, Cyrus, and meet the staff. You know Magnus Sato, my junior director?
Yeah, good to see you again.
So, there's still so much we don't know about the chemical makeup of Dr. Whittier's original Gen A serum. For example, in certain subjects, the serum breaks down and has no effect on them. Where does this immunity come from? Does anybody have a guess?
Yes, Dr. Smith.
What is Gen A serum?
The stuff that turns babies into wet kids, like me and Magnus.
And Holiday.
Watch carefully, Birdie. When you salt a driveway, you want to spread the salt in a nice, even pattern so the ice will melt.
What's the point, Dad? It's just gonna snow again anyway.
They're saying a big storm is coming this week. We need to be prepared.
As long as we have plenty of popcorn, that's the only salt I care about.
What is that truck coming up our driveway?
Uh-oh.
You know who that is?
That's Brinley's dad.
You Anders?
Yes, I'm James Anders.
My place. Friday night, 7 p.m. sharp. Bring the wife, all the kids. Especially that Holiday.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
The little chatty one will explain.
Hey!
I gotta go hunt our dinner.
Hang on. Okay, Birdie. Start talking.
It's a funny story, really.
Now that you're suited up, Casey, why don't you head to the modular lab to freeze the Gen A sample?
Okay. Later.
So, Cyrus, how are you settling in?
Great, Dr. Zaslow. There's a lot to take in. Like this Gen A stuff. What is it exactly?
Gen A was created by our company's founder, J.P. Whittier, some 15 years ago. Unfortunately, he died in a plane crash not long after, so there's still a good deal about it we don't understand.
But you know what it does, right?
Hey, Anders, don't be so nosy.
It's okay, Magnus. I admire your curiosity, Cyrus. Reminds me of your mother.
You knew her when she worked here.
Why don't you join Casey in the modular lab?
Okay, thanks.
I still say he shouldn't be here, Doctor. I read the reports about his mother. She was a troublemaker, and I can tell he is too.
We shall see, Magnus. We shall see.
Hey, Casey.
Sci-Fi, did Zaslow say you could come in?
He said I could assist.
Cool beans. But also lukewarm beans. You have to be beyond careful, comprende? One wrong move, this won't end well.
Careful is my middle name. Actually, Edison is my middle name, but...
Dude, shut it. Carry this vial of Gen A to the cryogenics chamber. Once it's in, power it on.
Got it. Taking the vial. Walking very gently. This is so cool. I'm holding this Gen A... whatever that is. Why is Magnus staring daggers at me through the glass?
Cyrus, the vial! It's bubbling! Put it in the machine, quick!
Yikes, okay, it's in. What are those popping noises? It shouldn't be doing that.
Oh no, oh no.
Cyrus, Casey, get out of there now!
Casey, come on!
Everybody run! The lab's gonna blow sky high!